Hi, this is Scott Peterson, Editorial Director of the Business Applications and Architecture Group at TechTarget. And I'm here with Jack Vaughn, News Editor of Search Data Management, and Craig Stedman, Executive Editor of the Business Analytics Sites and Data Management Sites at TechTarget. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Glad to be here.
Both of you were just at the TDWI World Conference and BI Executive Summit in Las Vegas. Tell me, what was the big news at the show? Craig.
News might not be the right way to put it because it's not really a news-oriented show, but there were a lot of topics under discussion for BI managers and BI teams, as well as data warehousing managers on the on the back end side of things. So some of the topics that were being talked about in the sessions that were hot were operational business intelligence and real-time BI. There was a big focus on that with some case study presentations by BI managers from TXU Energy, a utility in Texas, and Sabre Holdings, the big reservation systems company, also in Texas. Self-service BI was another big topic of discussion, and mobile BI, which are really two of the key topics, technologies in that are really driving the BI agenda for both vendors and organizations. And then another topic that I focused on was the issue of making BI applications more visually appealing to business users and even fun to use.
The socialization of the social media meets BI.
Yeah, that's also, and in addition, some of the other capabilities that might be considered fun would be things like collaborative social media, like collaboration features, like being able to create a data view, is be using a self-service BI tool, and then share it with other users in a social media-like way.
I used to cover this space back in the 90s, and getting back into it now as the new editorial director of this group. And Jack, it seems like some of the things that Craig's pointing out are the same things that were obsessing data managers back in those days.
Yeah, well, I think his points are very well taken, that big data has to be used. And oftentimes we hear about the data scientist, and that person could be a gatekeeper or a block, if that person exists, to really analyzing data effectively. But big data and Hadoop were pretty central to the part of the discussion at the event. The people who put on the event, the Data Warehouse Institute, have been doing this for a long time, building big data warehouses. And a lot of this data coming in today is external to their experience, although they've been working on it for a few years. But it is disruptive. I think it could be as disruptive as client server was to the mainframes. Is big data real? A lot of people there tend to shun the term. And it's true, it doesn't mean anything per se. But I'd like to think that it means software as a service applications, line of business having more power than they had before. It's a lot of log files, and it's the digitization of commerce and its quantity. You mentioned Sabre, and they're using Hadoop and big data analysis rather than relational database management in some cases, because they have so much data about their customers thanks to the World Wide Web.
So is big data going to blow up the whole data warehouse concept?
No, they're complementary, as we've said a few times in our own histories.
Mm-hmm. I think for a lot of companies, the focus is on how do you combine your big data systems with your data warehouse, your traditional enterprise data warehouse to Gartner calls it a logical data warehouse architecture. Sean Rogers, a consultant at Enterprise Management Associates, who spoke at the conference, he calls it a hybrid data ecosystem. But basically, I mean, originally there was a lot of talk from big data proponents that big data systems would meant the death of the data warehouse. But that doesn't appear to be the case, or at least the current thinking is that you're not going to store all your data in an enterprise data warehouse. because a lot of the big data, you know, unstructured forms of big data that are being collected isn't a good fit for a relational data warehouse. That's where Hadoop systems, you know, come in.
Mm-hmm.
But then combining the two to, you know, work together on data warehouses or storing and analyzing data is kind of where things seem to be heading. There wasn't a whole lot of talk of big data per se. You know, there weren't any real, well, there were a couple of big data sessions, but it was a little surprising. But there was a lot of talk of Hadoop, and I think, you know, people see a lot of potential in using Hadoop for storing data. To the question you asked Jack before, by the way, it's interesting because it struck me, because I covered data warehousing as a reporter long, long time ago. And then I went, you know, after I went on to cover other things and then stepped away. And so when I came, I returned and started working, you know, on search business analytics and search data management and then search business analytics on data warehousing. It was funny because I thought, you know, this is like a lot of the same issue. You know, I figured everybody would have a data warehouse and everybody would have BI programs. And it's not actually the case. That was another thing at the conference, and is that you, at a TDWI conferences are educational sort of in nature. So you do tend to get a lot of people who are a lot of attendees who are figuring things out with their companies. But a lot of the attendees that I spoke to, you know, they're very focused on the BI, the basics of BI, and you know, don't really have, they're just starting up formal BI programs. So that's still, there's still a lot of companies out there that are just trying to figure out, you know, how to go from either no BI or very manual BI processes, or brute force, as one attendee said, you know, brute force coding to do BI, to really, you know, implementing a real BI program, strategy.
Yeah, who are the people, though, investigating this? This is a question that I'm interested in particular. Is it IT people or is it line of business people, Jack?
Well, it's both, and the scary thing is that marketing, which is not too well known to a lot of us, we've covered other industries a lot more deeply, is a place where they have gathered lots of data about people. And so, and they know about big data. Some of them know how to do analytics. Certainly a lot of them are spreadsheet jockeys, people that we wouldn't have thought of as being technical, that they were line of business people. Certainly one of the challenges today is that the line of business is more savvy. It also has the ticket to ride, can buy new systems sometimes more easily than IT can. Coming back to Craig's discussion of the logical data warehouse, a fellow from Forrester, Noel Yohana, who was at the event, he was discussing what he called an information fabric. So everybody's got a different name for it, but it includes central IT, but it brings in data from outside, including the line of businesses. As I said, these people can call the shots, and maybe they're a hybrid. They have a lot of technical capabilities, and it's not like the old days where they might do it for a little while and then hand it back to IT. They seem to have a day-by-day interest in how these systems feed out information on their customers. And just finally, of course, the whole webification of the world, you may not have a store, you may have a website instead. You may not have a person in that store who can tell you a customer is mad, and so now you use these data points. So that is what differentiates maybe the TDWI view from others. We're covering a show this week, some of our colleagues at Strata, and it's Hadoop.
Okay, just final question for each of you. What do you predict? I'll just see if you guys can answer this question off the top of your heads. Make a prediction for the rest of this year, 2013, and what's going to happen with data warehousing and business analytics. Anything exciting?
Well, I think that I think self-service BI is going to take off in a big way. I think that's a key focus for companies to try to, a continuing key focus really, to try to reduce the workload on IT and BI teams and get business users more involved in doing their own analytics.
I think log files are the sweet spot, the low-hanging fruit, and shouldn't be ignored as a place where people are going to slice and dice and to find trends as quickly as they can in the data in their business.
So, and I think there's also I think there's going to be a big push to make Hadoop in particular more usable, more manageable, And to just the mature, there's a Hadoop 2.0 project that's underway at the Apache Foundation. I believe this because that was one of the speakers at the from Adobe Systems, would be an IT manager from Adobe, who spoke at the conference, was at the TDWI conference, was talking about the new version of Hadoop that is designed to resolve some of the challenges of using Hadoop that in the current version. So I think, I think that's one of the issues with big data is that the technologies like Hadoop, MapReduce are still relatively immature. So I think that it's really going to be a big push to both from the from the development standpoint of the basic Apache development program, but then also from vendors of Hadoop distributions who to really make that a more user-friendly technology from the standpoint of meaning users, meaning IT, BI, and analytics managers who are deploying it.
So getting business information to be more responsive to the business itself, I think that's sort of the name of the game. Craig Stedman, executive editor in the Business Applications Group at TechTarget, and Jack Vaughn, news editor of Search Data Management. Thanks a lot for being here. This is Scott Peterson, editorial director of the Business Applications and Architecture Group at TechTarget. Thanks for listening.